started the year, we had a target of getting another Ulster title. I think, you know, we worked hard, so we did, and this is just rewards, because I tell you, the training we done was something serious this year, so I'm looking forward now to the quarter final. I can't wait for it.
The Frank McLean goal in the second half, was that the key turning point?
I think it was. In fairness, you know, Frank's a hard man. He's even in training, you know, he's a good finisher. I think that there pushed it away from down, and they might have dropped the heads in, and I think it was over it as a contest then.
And is this the start of something really special for Donegal this year?
Yeah, this is something serious and special. This is like, compared to last year, you know, it's just something. Last year we didn't know what we were doing. We were savouring it, but this year it's just unbelievable. The lead up to it at home, you know, the supporters were just unbelievable. So it's just savage.
Rory, tell us a little bit about just how much this means to put Ulster titles back to back.
Ah, well, it's unreal for the boys, you know. Like, it was great to win it last year, and probably won it last year not playing overly well. And this year, I think we won it a wee bit more style. Like, you know, it took a long time for us to get going today. Down fairly put up to us, but when we came into it in the second half, I thought we produced some great football, and it's a great reward for all the lads.
Yeah, 218 is a huge score.
Yeah, it's a huge score. I suppose the game ran away a wee bit in the end. It wasn't that easy, believe me. You know, down put up a great challenge. But we're just delighted that, you know, we're kind of getting, I suppose, a wee bit more progress going up the field compared to last year.
Yeah, and what's the key, the composure that you showed? Is that the composure that you get from being champions?
Well, I think you get a wee bit of belief. You gain confidence from that there. And inevitably, you know, you should improve when that happens.
Carol, you're obviously one of the elder statesmen in this Donegal team at this stage. Did you ever think, you know, maybe 6 or 7 years ago that you could be back-to-back Ulster champions?
I suppose there was always that belief, but I know certainly 2 years ago when we left Cross McGlen, Armagh, after being hammered by Armagh, the qualifiers, you know, I never thought we'd see this day anyway, you know, and you know it's great. That, we've got two back-to-back titles now, and we just want to push on.
Yeah, I made the cardinal error of suggesting that maybe Donegal people might be a bit blasé about a back-to-back Ulster title, but looking around, they've got even more mental this year than last year, I think.
Yeah, you know, Jim, he always has us with serious focus there. You know, we're always, you know, we just take one game at a time, and that's the way it was last year, and that's the way it has been this year. You know,
we haven't been thinking back-to-back. We've just been thinking game after game after game, and you know, we're into an All-Ireland quarter-final now, and that's our next step.
Yeah, and there is a belief there now as well that this could be something pretty special.
Oh yeah, definitely. Joe, Jim has huge belief in us, like, you know, and you know, we're definitely going in the right direction. There's a great squad of lads there. There's 35 lads up them steps there now, and they deserve every single minute of this here. And you know, we'll take the cup back to the Donegal Town tonight and have a great night and refocus again for the quarterfinals.
Yeah, and the evolution of the game is of your game plan is something really, really interesting for us to watch from the outside. I mean, is a part of that the confidence that comes with being champions, that you know you have your mind in the house, but also that you're good enough to go and put up a big score like 218 in Ulster finals?
Yeah, it was back to wall stuff there in the first half, like, you know, we. There was a bit of a breeze there, and we always knew down we were going to come out, you know, attacking at us at the very start. And, you know, I suppose we held tight, and we were very lucky. We were great to get a goal there by Leo McLoone just before half time. And, you know, we were grouped at half time, and Jim said the usual inspirational words that he does. And, you know, we came out, but, you know, as you said, every man has a belief, you know, we can win. And, you know, we had that again today, but it was never out of our hands.
Mark, a huge day for you personally. You must be absolutely delighted with how it went yourself.
I thrilled. You know, it was a big team performance that second half, really, you know, opened up for us, and boys really came into their own and kicked great scores, and you know, we're delighted. It means a lot to the people of Donegal, it means a lot to the players. We've worked hard for them, you know, we deserve the medals in our back pocket, we feel.
Yeah, and what happened in that second half?
I think, you know, the game just really opened up a wee bit more. Down came looking for scores, which they needed the scores. And the game's kind of their defence opened up a wee bit, and Frank's goal kind of just sealed the game, you know, at that time, and I put us 6 or 7 points up, I can't remember, and you know, we pushed on from there.
The back to back and from the preliminary round Ulster Championships, I mean, it's an absolutely huge achievement.
Yeah, it was never done in Ulster before, you know, so we've made a wee bit of history. You know, we knew that at the start of the year. You know, Jim installed that with us at the start of the year, that no team had done it, and that was our goal. And thank God we've done it today. And there's no Donegal team ever has won back to back Ulster, so we've created two bits of history today, and we're delighted, and we're going to enjoy tonight and back in Donegal Town. It's going to mean everything to us. Yeah.
This championship is over. There's a new championship now. You've got 3 games in that, and there's obviously a real belief here that Donegal can do something this year.
Yeah, you know, we're going to learn a lot from what happened last year. You know, we were disappointed after the Dublin game last year, but we're going to gain experience. You know, everybody's going to gain a wee bit of experience from that game, and hopefully, you know, whoever we get in the quarter final now, we're going to be fully focused on them. As Jim says, it's going to be a new championship. It's going to be up in Croke Park. You know, you want to be playing your games in August in Croke Park, and thankfully we're there now, and we're going to do our best to go all the way.